What animals would you feed twice a day?
Horses and pig and chicken.
Uh-huh.
Chicken is mostly just one time in the morning.
And when you're weaning a calf, you know what weaning
is? Yeah.
Well, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to
cry.
What about a cow? What sort of noise does she make?
She makes the same noise, much harder than the calf.
Uh-huh.
You always sell the calf and keep the cow. They come all together at a certain place where we pick out the calf and mm-hmm. all cry together. All.
Does she make?
She makes the same noise, much harder than the calf.
Uh-huh.
You always sell the calf and keep the cow. They come all together at a certain place where they pick out the calf and mm-hmm. all cry together. All gets sorry together. Yes, it's sad. I hate to see them sell those cows. Those poor cows, they go 3 or 4 days sometimes, get together once and cry.
Uh-huh. What sort of noise does a cow make when she's hungry?
When she moo.
Uh huh. And a horse?
Honir. I don't know how you say that in English.
What do you say in French?
Honir.
Uh-huh. And
make a certain noise with his nose, it sounds like.
How would you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't believe we have any call for them.
Do you ever hear people call a calf?
No, I don't believe.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Tell her to keep quiet.
Okay. And how would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Come on. Oh. Come here.
Okay. And to get him to turn left or right?
Well, they have different... I never ride... I know they have some words, some letters when they drive them, but uh-huh. I never learn which is which.
And to get him started, you tell him?
To go. And then you kind of knock them with the harness like that, you know,
uh-huh.
the two hands. They just start well, you know.
And
then if you want to go a little, speed a little bit, you pull a little bit. They know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
They go in. And
what do you hold in your hands when you're on a wagon? Do you guide them with them?
Yeah, sometimes it used to be some string or some strap.
Mm-hmm. What about?
Made out of leather.
Uh-huh.
Lead.
When you're riding on it, you hold the...
Yeah, the bridle.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called the lines or reins?
Yeah, the rein.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Is that in French?
Yeah.
What would it be called when you're on a buggy or wagon? Would it be the same thing?
Yeah.
And when you're riding on it, your feet are in the...
Those things that hang on each side, I don't know how you call that.
And what would you say?
It's étrier, we call that in French. Étrier.
Uh huh.
That's 2 pieces hanging like that. And something to put your feet in it, a piece of wood, it'd be a light wood or leather, uh-huh. I don't know, hard lead.
What would you say to a horse to get him to stop?
Just say, whoa, and you hold back like
uh-huh. And to back him up?
Yeah. Keep on pushing to the back and uh-huh. back.
And how would you call hogs?
You don't need to call them, they come around to you when they see you.
Uh-huh. What about sheep?
Sheep is the same thing.
And chicken?
Chicken just go.